Hello again, Nigel Ogden here, and it's time for another of my monthly investigations to unearth a few recordings which you may never have heard previously, or if you have, not for a very long time. Now, I freely admit that the sounds we're going to be hearing during the next half hour or so won't be everyone's cup of tea, but even if that is the case, it is a fact that the era which saw the production of these instruments was a very significant one in terms of creating organ-like sounds from electronics. And that's given the first part of the game away, because there are no pipe organs on the menu this time, but just for a change, a few of the many electronic models produced by the John Compton Organ Company. Now, it was the company's technical director, Leslie Bourne, who was basically responsible for developing the system of sound wave forms engraved onto rotating electrostatic generators, and which had led to the invention of the mellotone unit, which was added to theatre pipe organs from around 1936 onwards. Well, after the Second World War, Compton really went to town by continually experimenting and improving these techniques to produce a series of standalone instruments, mainly aimed at the church and concert hall market, but there were also those specifically designed for performing the lighter repertoire. Well, it's one of those instruments which gets our music underway. It's a model called the HE2, and this one belonged to a great organ world aficionado, Mr. Ted Crampton in Spalding, Lincolnshire. In 1982, I made a few recordings on it for The Organist Entertains, and here's one of them, a novelty item called Fly By Night, composed by one-time British theatre organist Lloyd Thomas. Incidentally, as with several of these older recordings, the quality is not perfect, but I hope the interest factor will outweigh any slightly odd noises. Fly By Night, as played by me on the Compton HE2 home entertainment organ dating from the 1960s. Well, I much enjoy owning and playing a Compton Electrone from a similar sort of era. It was given the title 363 Concert Model and was installed in 1969 in a church on the outskirts of Manchester. It eventually went to live with a gentleman called Richard Cunningham in Inverness, who a few years ago performed an excellent restoration job on the organ and then sold it to me, I'm delighted to say. Well, we'll actually be hearing Richard playing a very interesting instrument later in the programme, but for now, here are a couple of bits from me at home on the 363. First of all, a little gavotte by the 18th century composer Matthew Camidge, followed by a march from the overture to an occasional oratorio by Handel. Thank you. Yours truly at the controls of my Compton 363 Electrone, and music by Camage and Handel in that order. Now, in the late 1930s, Compton installed several of their models called the Theatrone in cinemas throughout the UK. The consoles were designed to look just like their pipe organ counterparts, and one of the most famous Theatrones was the one installed in the Regal Cinema, Darlaston, in the West Midlands. It was opened in September 1938 by Leslie Taff, who was closely associated with this instrument for the next 20 years or so, and gave numerous broadcasts on it. In fact, we heard an extract from one of those a few months ago, but the two examples we're going to hear on this programme come from a private recording session not long before the organ's removal from the cinema in 1965. First of all is a short extract from one of Ketelby's most famous pieces, In a Monastery Garden, which gave Leslie Taff the opportunity of using the synthetic cathedral chimes, as you'll hear. Straight after that, the final section of the overture Orpheus in the Underworld by Offenbach.
Thank you.
Well, there we are, the vintage sounds of the 1938 Compton Theatrone organ of the Regal Darlaston, played by Leslie Taff sometime during the mid-60s. Well, let's hear another track from the instrument which started our playlist this evening, the Compton HE2, owned by Mr. Ted Crampton in Spalding at the time of this BBC recording session in 1982. One of the numbers I included was Jerome Kern's beautiful ballad, Can I Forget You? Can I Forget You, played on the Compton HE2. Well, my 363 concert model at home can also make some pleasing theatrical noises, and just to demonstrate the fact, here's part of Edwin McDowell's To a Wild Rose. Thank you. my Compton 363 being a sort of theatrone for a few minutes. Now, I said we'd be hearing my friend in Scotland, Richard Cunningham, who restored the 363 for me, playing a rather interesting instrument. Now, in essence, these are the sounds of the instrument which I used to play from time to time in Manchester's Free Trade Hall, where the organ lived from 1951 until the early 70s. Now, this was a very large specification three-manual Compton Electrone Special, which, after leaving Manchester, went into private ownership. In due course, the console was used on another instrument, but Richard acquired all the electrostatic tone generators of what was, by electronic organ standards, a giant of an instrument, and some time ago he rigged them up to be playable from another Compton console. Well, he made a few recordings, including one or two verses of the hymn tune Weatherby, so here, to all intents and purposes, are some of the sounds of the Free Trade Hall Manchester Compton Electrone. Very nostalgic for me, I can assure you. Richard Cunningham playing the hymn tune Weatherby using the sounds of the Free Trade Hall Manchester Compton Electrone, albeit not using its original console. Well, there's very little in the way of recordings featuring this instrument in situ. In fact, apart from the private recording we've just heard, I haven't come across anything of the organ played solo, although a tape exists somewhere of me playing it in the Free Trade Hall. However, to round things off on this occasion, let's hear part of Elgar's Land of Hope and Glory, which was sung at the end of the reopening concert of the Free Trade Hall in 1951 after its post-war refurbishment. Now, although the recording features the Halle Orchestra and Chorus, conducted by Sir John Barbirolli, plus special guest soloist Kathleen Ferrier, you can certainly hear the Compton making its contribution to the overall effect, particularly the 32-foot pedal stops, of which there was no shortage. In fact, I seem to remember four at least. Anyway, for the sake of historical interest, here it is rumbling away in the background. a veritable cornucopia of musicians at Manchester's Free Trade Hall in 1951, with, I suspect, Eric Chadwick on board the then brand new and very large three-manual Compton Electrone, with the equivalent of something like 90 speaking stops. And that's it for this time. Hope you found these few examples of John Compton's work in the field of electronic instruments of interest. For their time, they could be extremely effective, particularly, as is always the case with any organ, in a good acoustic environment. Well, I hope you can join me again for another archive mixture on April the 9th. In the meantime, full details of what you've heard on this programme, plus lots more exclusive content, can be found on our website, www.organistencores.com, or on our Facebook page at The Organist Encores. For now, this is Nigel Ogden saying thank you for listening, and bye-bye.